I indeed baptize you with water, but the one who is greater than I is coming. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. With these words, John the Baptist contrasted himself and his ministry with Jesus' person and work. John was a powerful preacher, but only a man. He applied the water of baptism, but its forgiveness, its power for faith through the working of the Holy Spirit, these would have to come from God. When Jesus came, he himself personally forgave sin. He personally bestowed the gift of the Holy Spirit, for he was far greater than John. He was and is divine, God as well as man. John the Baptist's ministry came to a close long ago, but Jesus still reaches out to human hearts in the proclamation of forgiveness and life in his name. Still he gives the gift of that Spirit who creates in human hearts a living faith in the living Christ. But it is also still true that those who reject Jesus place themselves under his rejection at the final judgment. There is still a baptism with fire.